This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation. Welcome back to the show, Nirvana Sisters family. Today, we are kicking off our May Product Junkies. We didn't have Product Junkies in April, so it is good to send it out
to
you.
Good to be back.
Yeah, early this month. So, Amy, why don't you start? What's your first product today?
Okay. First product is random, and I've been wanting to talk about it because it's really good. Have you seen these headache hat things on Amazon?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's so good. So I got a 2-pack, one pink, one black, one for me, one for Stu. And like, I don't even know if I can put it on because it's so embarrassing, but like, it's so cool inside. I'll just give you an example. Hold on. So I'll show you what this looks like. You literally like put it on. But it feels so good.
What is it?
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Wait, it feels,
what does it feel like? What does it do?
Okay. So basically, if you have a headache or a migraine, it holds. It's very cold inside. You keep it in the refrigerator. Or even if it's not in the fridge, it somehow is cold inside. And it's like tight, but not too tight where it can give you a headache. And it's like just snug around your head. And it just relaxes you. And it's over your eyes. So it's totally black. So if you just lay in bed with that on, it really has relieved my headaches. And I sometimes put it on at night when I can't sleep. Like if I get up in the middle of the night and then I can't fall back asleep, I'll put it on. Sometimes I don't put it over my eyes. I'll just put it above my head. But the coolness of it and the tightness of it relaxes your head and your face. And it just brings your temperature down. I don't know what it is, but it's really good. It really helps. It's really good for migraines. I don't know what it's called. Well, this brand is Only Care, but we'll put the link. It's on Amazon. But it really works. It's a great solve for a headache.
Nice.
Just look crazy, but whatever.
I know. I've seen them on probably TikTok or something.
Yeah. It's really good.
Has Jackson, or Amy's, I don't know if you want to talk about it on the air, but Amy's son has a concussion. Can he use it?
You know, I thought about that. And I wonder if it would help him, but I'm not sure. I was going to ask the doctor. I can't imagine it would be damaging, but I don't know if he should. I don't know. It's
yeah.
A good question.
Yeah, you should ask the doctor.
Maybe it would help relieve his headache.
Nice. All right. Well, that's a fun one. Mine is a perfume. You know how we're always looking for perfumes that don't give us headaches, which so many do these days.
Same.
But I don't know where I even stumbled across it, but I had read about it or heard about it. The brand is called Aerin. I hope I'm saying it right. Aerin. They're a luxury brand. They have everything from like furniture and clothes and lighting to beauty across the board.
Oh, okay.
And the scent is called Rose de Grasse. It is so beautiful. I just ordered a sample because it's
a... Can you see the logo? Yeah, I've seen that brand.
Yeah.
I've seen that brand.
Maybe I saw it on Instagram or something, but it's a commitment perfume. It's an investment. One bottle is almost $300.
Oh my God. Okay.
So of course I needed to test first to see if I liked it and if I could even tolerate it. And I can tolerate it. I love the smell. It's obviously the smell of roses. On their website, it says the rose is a timeless symbol of beauty and femininity. This one is meticulously crafted with an artisanal attention to detail. At its heart is a fusion of roses, including the 100-petaled rose centifolia, handpicked in grass. It says it scents are rich floral rose, ambrette seeds, rose centifolia, rose auto bulgarian, rose absolute, ambrox, and musk. Okay. When I think of rose and florals, I get really turned off.
Me too.
Florals really give me a headache.
Crush me. Yeah.
Crush me. For whatever reason, this one doesn't. And it is almost a little herbaceous and it's very bright. And get ready for a laugh, but it smells like, it reminds me of the part of Sauvignon Blanc that I really like the smell of. Like the brightness.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And like the crispness. Mm-hmm. It has those notes to it too. And then it has the rose. It's really pretty. It's like, it's a beautiful scent. And it's also kind of like a signature. You recognize its scent. A client of mine just randomly was also wearing it. And as soon as I smelled it on her, I knew it. So,
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So Erin, and what is the name of the scent called?
Rose de Grasse.
Rose de Grasse. Okay. Great. I have to try it.
So nice. The only thing is one day I was wearing a body lotion that I now know that I can't wear during the day. I can only use it at night because it has a little bit of a scent to it and it did not complement it. So that day I had like a headache all day from that.
Mm.
But yeah, as long as I do it with my, you know, scent-free lotions, it's all good.
Okay. So speaking of scents, I don't know if I reviewed this brand before, but I really like it. I have one of their perfumes, which I can also talk about, but I bought this guy during the Sephora sale. It's the Skylar Hair and Body Mist.
Nice.
And this one is called, well, it says pure vanilla cotton candy coconut milk. So it's like really sweet. They describe it, the fragrance family, they say, is warm and spicy. And the scent type is warm and sweet gourmand. And I've decided that's kind of what I like because another perfume I got, which is the same brand, is in the same category. But anyway, it's a hair and body mist. And sometimes when I don't want to wear perfume, I just spray this on. It smells so good. It's like, just like a lovely, light, sweet, but not too sweet scent. And you could just like spray it in your hair, spray it on your body, like walk through it kind of deal. And I love it. It's great.
I've never heard of a hair and body mist. I like that. Yeah. That's
hair and body mist. And this specific one's called Boardwalk Delight. They have other ones too, but I really like this one. It kind of smells like summer, beach. Like it's really, really, really good. So I love this. And speaking of, so Skylar is this new brand I found. It's clean beauty. And they also have a perfume that I've been wearing, which I don't think I've talked about, but I've been wearing it for months. The flavor that I have, I think is called Vanilla Sky. And it's, they have it in a Eau de Parfum. How do you say?
Eau de Parfum.
Yeah. Eau de Parfum. So they have it in that, but I actually have it in the roller. So they sell it like in the tube rollers, you know how they have that at Sephora. And I like it on the roller just because like it's just easier and you can travel with it. But that's a really, really good one. And again, it doesn't give me a headache. And now that I'm looking, it's in the same scent type and fragrance family of warm and spicy and warm and sweet gourmand. And the keynotes to the perfume is cappuccino, pure vanilla, caramelized cedar.
Cappuccino, say this again. Pure vanilla.
Cappuccino, pure vanilla, and caramelized cedar. It says, Vanilla Sky is the smell of comfort in a super sensual gourmand fragrance. Rich, warm vanilla notes blend with delicious hints of cappuccino. Caramelized cedar wood lies at the base of the fragrance, why can't I say that word, to give a rich golden warmth to remind you of stunning golden hour skies.
Nice. So does the gourmand part mean like it has scents that you find in food?
I don't know. I'm not sure. To me, that just means kind of sweet or like, yeah. But anyway, it's like I wear that with another perfume that I'll review at another time that I also found that's clean and doesn't give me a headache. And I layer it with that and it works really well. Or sometimes I'll just do this hair and body mist because this hair and body mist is in the same family. I'll do this and then I'll do the perfume just to give it like more of a scent for like nighttime or something. And also the way that they describe this hair and body mist, just because I love the description. So I said it was warm and spicy, warm and sweet, but the keynotes are pure vanilla, cotton candy, and coconut milk. And the fragrance description says, sandy toes, sweet treats, and smiles on the shore are brought to life with notes of sweet cotton candy, raspberries, sorbet, and creamy coconut milk. Balanced by pure vanilla in the base, the scent is meant to inspire you to relieve and recreate the memories of your youth with the power of fragrance. So anyway, it's kind of like that beat. That's just kind of what I was kind of saying before. But anyway, really nice brand, Skylar, clean beauty. I love it.
I haven't heard of it. I got to check it out. Okay.
Yeah.
My next one is Pixie On The Glow Blush. Did you review this one?
I didn't, but I've seen it.
Okay. So I was at Ulta with Madeline recently, who is asking me to buy her Sol de Janeiro or some skincare product daily.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Constantly, which I
have that. I can give it to her. I have the Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, she has them all now. It's like absurd. It's ridiculous. But like the skincare piece, I'm trying to stay really firm on because I feel strongly that a 10-year-old does not need anything besides hydration and SPF.
Totally agree.
Yep.
And I've listened and read a lot of articles about this that like younger kids' skin is getting messed up because they're using all these things because they see them online, like all the Drunk Elephant or whatever, and it's so bad for their skin.
The Drunk Elephant is so bad for their skin, and the marketing on that is so, that's the only reason why they want it is because it's such good like packaging and everything. It's and all of their friends have it. Yeah. So anyway, I was rewarding her with some Sol de Janeiro for how hard she worked on her play. And we were at Ulta, and I found this Pixie. And it's just a really cute color. It's a nice, it's tinted moisture stick. This color in particular is Flore, but it's like, it's a very fun, like punchy pink, good for spring. And
it looks so easy to apply too.
It is. Yeah. That's what I really like about it. And it almost has like a little highlighter to it.
It's really pretty. Is it like, is the consistency like a balm? It looks like it would be like a balm.
Yeah. And I've actually, when I wear it on my cheeks, sometimes I put it on my lips too.
Yeah.
So
put it on your nose too for a little color.
It has a really nice feeling when you put it on, like especially if your skin is maybe a little dry. Mm-hmm. It's going to give really you like a little bit of moisture. So anyway, it's a good one.
That's a good one. I've seen that, but I've never tried it. Okay,
they have. Hold on, really quick. 1, 2, 3. They have 4 shades. Yeah, 4 shades.
Nice. Okay, next one, another one that I got from the Sephora sale that I'm really liking is the Fenty Beauty. It's called Invisimat. And I just want to see if this is a specific color, but it's just Invisimat Instant Setting Blotting Powder. This one's called Universal. First of all, I like it because it's like little, just like a little palette, and I can bring it with me to, you know, in my bag for touch-ups. And I never... Like, I feel like my face usually doesn't get shiny, but like sometimes, you know, if you're out a long time, you get like a little greasy. And this is just a really nice mattifying powder, but not matte, but it's just, you could just take a little bit and just kind of, you know, blot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So
what's the brand again? I missed that part.
Fenty
Beauty.
Nice.
Okay.
And I like it because see, it's like has this little tiny pad you can put inside.
And a nice mirror. Yep.
And a nice mirror. And it's like perfect. So I literally bought it to just have in my bag when I need a little touch up. So I don't have anything like this. Okay. It's called Fenty Beauty Invisimat Instant Setting and Blotting Powder. And it's a matte finish, long wearing. It says a refillable universal finishing powder that blurs the look of pores, absorbs shine, and extends makeup wear all day.
Okay.
So I think
it's not necessarily translucent. It's a finishing powder.
Yeah, it's a finishing powder. I don't know the difference between a powder and a finishing powder, but it's called Universal. So it's just kind of like white. It's not really a color. It just
Okay. So then it is translucent. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, here, look, I'll show you. It's like a whitish pinkish.
Yeah. It's versus like when you put it on, if it had like a tint to it, like a concealer tint.
No.
Yeah. So that's a translucent powder.
Yeah. So I think it's like you just put it on at the end just for a little whatever, or you just keep it with you if you need like a little touch up.
Yeah, like up. Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. $37.
I need something like that because I don't have
it. Probably last like for 20 years. Who knows?
I'm sure.
Like those things just stay around. They never get lower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. All right. My next one is a new ride or die holy grail. And it is... it's kind of silly, but it's toothpaste. The Toms of Maine original sensitive and whitening toothpaste. It's for sensitive teeth. And specifically, the reason why I started using it is because it's fluoride free. So I was getting this, and listen closely, listener, because if this is happening to you and you don't know why, this is it. I was getting these like red bumps around my mouth, and like sometimes like a little bit of a rash, and I could cover it up with concealer, but sometimes it would be really bad. And if I didn't have makeup on, you could really see it. And sometimes it would kind of go away. And it was been off and on for, I don't know, like maybe a year. Uh-huh. And I was doing some digging and I found out that it was perioral dermatitis, which can be caused by multiple things, but most often caused by fluoride. So fluoride really? In your toothpaste, fluoride, it can be in your mouthwash, fluoride.
But it's not internal, it's external, like it's on your skin?
It's external, like it was, I don't have it anymore, but it was
wow.
all through here and the like red rashy through here and then like lots of little bumps around here.
And it's from fluoride toothpaste?
You can get it from fluoride toothpaste, you can get it from, you know, steroid inhalers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like Flonase, that can cause it too.
Interesting.
So it's apparently it's pretty common, and some people get it really bad. Like there's an image online that I'm looking with this website, and it's really, really bad. Mine was never that bad, but as soon as I started using fluoride-free products, even your floss can have fluoride on it.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, I started using fluoride-free products, and it went away, but what I love even more about this toothpaste is this is the best whitening toothpaste I've ever used in my life.
Mm.
My teeth are getting really white, and I ran out of my Guru Nanda whitening strips, so I haven't been using those. This is all I've been using, and it's really legit. This is legit whitening toothpaste.
Okay, and it's Tom's, which is good because that's organic or clean or whatever. Good brand, it's natural.
So it's completely natural.
I use like Sensodyne, but I wonder if that has fluoride in it. I have no idea.
It probably does. It's hard. You have to really look for fluoride-free toothpaste. It's like most of them have fluoride in it.
Good to know.
Yeah. But this one also for sensitive teeth, which is nice. So yeah, it's a good
one. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last thing I have, like I feel like a lot of our things are kind of like edging into spring, summer, is a new self-tanner that I've been testing.
Oh, nice.
I know. It's the Saint Tropez, which I think I've reviewed. Like they have a face one that I might have reviewed in the past. I can't remember, which I really like. But this one is for a natural deep olive tan, Saint Tropez Self-Tan Supreme Violet Bronzing Mousse. It's really good. It makes you really dark. And so far, so good. It doesn't have that smell that I hate. So I've only used it a couple times. I'm going to use this weekend because I have an event. And it's a good one. So I'm always on the hunt, as you know, for good self-tanners, and I really like this one.
What kind of like application is it? Is it a spray? Is it?
It's a mousse. It's a mousse.
Okay. Use something to apply it, or do you just use your hands?
I use the mitts. I could probably use my hands and then wash them, but I just use the mitt because I just feel like it spreads better. But yeah, so far, so good. I mean, I just think Saint Tropez has like the best self-tanner stuff. Yeah. There's another brand that I reviewed that I got on Amazon. I can't remember the name of it. I reviewed it last year, which I still use, but I ran out of it. So I just bought this one to try it. And it's a really good one because I like the color because it's just like a dark color instead of like an orangey. Like, you know how sometimes you could do a self-tanner and it's like a brown, but it's not like dark. This one's like super dark.
Okay. Does it come out violet?
No, I don't know why they call it violet. Maybe it's just the line, but it's just like a deep olive tan. I don't know why they call it violet. I have no idea, but maybe it's just, I don't know, the line, but it's great.
I wonder, I'm just out of curiosity, the level of like if clean beauty is at all in tanning products, self-tanner. Is Saint Tropez? Saint Tropez is not necessarily clean beauty brand.
I don't think so, but the one that I reviewed last year, I think it was called Tan B or B Tan, like B Tan.
Yeah.
That one is clean. I'm pretty sure that one was clean. Yeah. That one's really good. I just ran out of it or expired or whatever it was.
I'm pretty sure
that one is clean.
It's not like every product that we use is clean. Like wherever we can use it, whenever we can, great. And it's just not super realistic to have everything clean in your life. There are people that do it and more power to you, but that's a lot of
tanning stuff. I feel like it's hard. I actually have a person like when I really want a good tan, that's like a spray tanner person, and all her stuff, her spray is clean. It's made out of like beets and like all this like plant based.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fabulous. But it's like you have to go there and get a whole thing done. That's for like when I really am like going on vacation or something. But
You just reminded me of a funny story. I had before we went to Mexico for Adam's birthday last year, I had a woman come to do my spray tan. And I don't know why I was expecting just like any woman. This woman walked in. She looked like she stepped off the cover of like a men's magazine, but like still classy. Like she was stunning.
Oh my God.
It was insane. She was like a little like exotic looking. And meanwhile, you know, when you do yourself tan, like you're naked. You put
yes.
on.
So like, vulnerable. I hate little, it.
So vulnerable. And she's straight. And I'm just thinking, if my husband walked in right now, this would be.
Wait, was she like a bodybuilder type?
No, she was like curvy, like probably like Brazilian or something. Oh, okay. Just like really beautiful.
That's so funny.
So funny.
How'd she do it? How'd she do it in your house? Did she have a bubble or did you do it outside?
She didn't even use a bubble. We went into my gym. Of course, I closed the blinds and everything. And I stood on a towel and she and there was no residue. There was nothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Was it a good tan?
It was good. It was good. I could have gone darker, but I'm always so nervous that I'm gonna like look crazy. So I always go conservative.
Yeah.
But yeah, the color was good.
I find that different parts of my body tan in different ways when I do those spray tans or even just like a self tan. Like the lower half of my legs, like the front, like my shin, for some reason that area doesn't get as tan. So I do like a double layer. And when I was telling the self tanner woman that, she's like, oh yeah, that happens to a lot of people. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, it's just the way, I don't know. I'm like, oh,
interesting. Huh. I've never paid enough attention to it. All right. So here's my last one. And, you know, not every product is a 5-star review. This is more of like, I'm sharing my opinion.
De-influencing.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I've been trying to find a good setting mist because when I go to work, I'm pulling shirts on and off my face all day. Like my makeup wipes off so easily. And I ran out of my last one, which was the NYX. And I actually really liked it. And I picked up the e.l.f. Stay All Night Microfine Setting Mist.
Uh-huh.
Not performing. It's for
really?
Me, it's not performing. Maybe if I didn't have things like rubbing my makeup constantly, but the NYX really would hold up.
Right. That one I remember, I think you reviewed and you liked it.
Yeah,
there was one you reviewed, you said you didn't like, and then you went back and you said you liked it because you were like doing it wrong. Was it the NYX or
was
it?
That was the NYX. Yeah, that was the NYX. So I have educated myself completely on how to use these things now. And it's not bringing the magic. But I am testing I just ordered it, the one size setting spray.
Oh, I have that too. I just ordered it on the Sephora sale, the trial.
Yep, same. So I've heard it is really good.
I've heard it's good. And I like the applicator. I haven't used it yet, but it's it seems like it's one of those continuous sprays. Like it's like a mist versus like a pump. So I think that makes a difference. I was going to tell you to try because this one's fantastic. I don't know if I reviewed it before, but it's the Morphe setting spray. Lauren Miller actually used that on me and I bought it after she used it. And again, it's like a mist that is like that continuous mist. So it's great.
Does
ran
it
out
work?
Of it.
Is it like the, keeps the makeup on?
Makeup does not move. It's fantastic. So the Morphe, I think they sell it in Ulta and on Amazon. I've seen it before, but I ran out of it. So I got the one size because I wanted to try that.
Yep. I'm hoping mine's going to come in a couple weeks. I actually ordered mine off of TikTok shop. I forgot that that's where I got it.
Order off TikTok shop. I don't know.
I understand that some people think like it could be sketch. But they have deals that are insane.
I know. I think everybody orders from there. I've ordered like once or twice. And when I get stuff, I feel like it comes from like a rando place. Like it's not like Amazon and Amazon packaging. It's not like a TikTok.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like
it's hard to know
if
it's legit.
Fine, but it's hard to know if it's legit.
Yeah. Yep. I ordered my Beauty of Josine from there.
Right. Oh, you got the moisturizer?
I got the, it's still, it hasn't.
Oh, come, the retinol cream.
The eye cream. But like, it could be counterfeit, apparently. Without the buzz?
Yeah, you have to be careful. I mean, if you bought it from a legitimate person, if you read their reviews, it usually should be fine in TikTok shop. That's what I've heard. But like Beauty of Josine, especially, like I bought one on Amazon and it was fine. But then I ended up finding a website that sells a lot of Korean beauty and I buy it from there now because you just never know. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm into TikTok shop, but I'm like a little bit, it like doesn't come quickly. I don't know. We're just so used to Amazon where like it's there the next day. So. But yeah, I know they have really good deals.
And also maybe not the best place for me to be getting my skincare, but like I bought this really cute it's not a caddy. I don't know what to describe, but it's like, it's on a pedestal. It's round and you put all of your products in it and it can spin. And it's
like a turntable kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Lazy Susan.
Yeah, exactly. I got that for Adam and myself. That's, it was like $5.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Like, that's a good find on TikTok shop.
Totally. All right. Well, that will do it for May Product Junkies. It was good to be back and doing some reviews and hope everyone as well. And see you next time.
And also, guys, don't forget our Amazon storefront is where you can find most of these products.
Right.
And we have some really exciting guests coming up. So I'm super psyched for that.
Put all the links in the show notes. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes. Please subscribe and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.